Arab foreign ministers held a closed-door meeting to discuss the possible U.S.-led attack on Syria. The meeting, which was originally scheduled for Tuesday, was held several days earlier due to the emergency of the situation. At the end of the meeting, the Arab League passed on a resolution on the Syria situation. The Arab nations called for deterrent measures against the culprits of the alleged chemical attack on the suburbs of Damascus, which reportedly happened last week. They also blamed the government of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for carrying out the alleged attack. Arab states were split over their views over the possible military strike on Syria. Several Persian Gulf Arab states, most prominently Saudi Arabia and Qatar, were pushing for an Arab resolution to support a Western military intervention in Syria. But other countries like Egypt, Libya, Iraq, and Lebanon were against a military action and called for reconciliation efforts to resolve the crisis.
The only way to end the conflict in Syria is that the Syrian government and the opposition abide by what the international community agrees on, and sit down and talk and take part in the Geneva talks.
Ahmed al-Jarba, the head of the so-called Syrian National Council, the main opposition bloc against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, also attended the meeting. During a speech, al-Jarba urged Arab states to support a military intervention in Syria. The heated war rhetoric comes after an alleged chemical weapons use, which the U.S. and allies blame on the Syrian government. But a UN investigative committee, which visited the site of the alleged attack several days ago, is yet to produce its final report on who carried out the attack and what was used there. Outside the Arab League's headquarters in Cairo, protesters took to the streets to voice their opposition for foreign military intervention in Syria. Many said that they fear military action will lead to further bloodshed in Syria and cause havoc in the Middle East.
At the end of the day, despite different opinions, the Arab League gave a somewhat vague statement with underlying tones of support for a military intervention. While this intervention is set to cost dearly for Syrian civilians, the greater ramifications of this intervention on the whole region are not yet predictable. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.